First thoughts, we break into this three segments, starting with this. Health expert gives a tip on managing stress. A health expert from the Cleveland Clinic, I believe, offering advice on how to manage stress.
Sandra Darling, a preventative medicine physician at the Cleveland Clinic, says chronic stress can impact your memory and make it harder to concentrate and also contribute to brain fog.
Chronic stress is a real concern for brain health because cortisol, what we call the stress hormone. Cortisol, over time, is particularly damaging to the neurons, especially in areas of the brain related to memory and learning.
In order to manage stress, she recommends regular exercise, a healthy diet, and consistent sleep schedule. She also says it's important to make time for activities you enjoy and practice meditation. I'm Scott Pringle.
All right, today in history, this is the day in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees the right of women to vote, was ratified when Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it. So congratulations, ladies. You've had the right to vote for 106 years as of today. So that is our one item in today in history. And then we'll turn to Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for this August 18th. God's more interested in our hearts than in our plans. From Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. Goff says, everyone close to me knows I love surprises. I love surprising others with gift-wrapped bicycles and balloons, and I love when people surprise me, even if it's just sticky notes in unexpected places like inside grilled cheese sandwiches. Never experienced that, I can say. He says, surprises keep life interesting. They let us know people were thinking about us. Goff says, my family has managed to catch me off guard, but even more often, I've caught them in the act of putting together a surprise for me. Sweet Maria gets as giddy as a kid every year on Christmas Eve, and I'll find a trail of clues I can usually follow. On birthdays, I've occasionally figured out a party was waiting for me before the big day. Even after I discover the surprise, he says, I play along anyway because I know it's a bummer when your surprise gets spoiled. In truth, he says, it's usually not the event itself that moves us, though the moments with friends can be priceless. We're moved by the love that went into the planning. No one plans surprises for people they feel indifferent about. We plan surprises for the people who have captured our hearts. And when we walk through the door to a big group of friends or figure it out before the party begins, we imagine all the joy that went into the scheme to make us feel special. It's the heart behind the surprise that moves us. God feels the same way about us, says Goff. He doesn't care about the plans we scheme up or the success we achieve. He cares about the heart behind it all. Next time you find yourself too tied to your ideas or the outcome of your efforts, remember, God isn't dazzled by the big reveal. He revels in the heart behind the plans. Today's closing question, what plans have kept you distracted from focusing your heart on God lately? Dale Heck saying happy anniversary to his wonderful partner, Mary. Doesn't tell us how many years, but yeah, I would guess a bunch, right? Dale says, my wonderful wife and partner. Happy anniversary today on August 18th. We got a birthday for tomorrow. We'll hold off on that. And then something for Thursday, the 25th, the 28th. But nothing else for August 18th. So we go to Facebook to learn about a few birthdays. And Margot Peters. So we go to church together at Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire. Her husband, Matt, is our youth and small groups pastor. So happy birthday to Margot, a wonderful sister in the Lord, mother of three terrific boys, very energetic, and a teacher as well in Chippewa Falls. Happy birthday to Eugene Kim, Jackson Ness, Ellen Mickelson, and Donna Chalmers today. Donna with a fundraiser for Family Promise of Hall County. And Brian Chitwood turning a year older today. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. And did you know that your brain boots up in the morning?
You know, sometimes I wonder if mine boots up like an old Windows 98 computer. And I have that sound in my head right now, too, because I would say I'm more of a morning person than a night owl. But still, it takes a little bit to actually feel like I'm able to hold a semi-intelligent conversation, which is why I appreciate all of you who listen the first half hour of the show.
Yeah, well, you know, it turns out that our brain transitions into wakefulness each morning through a complex neurochemical switch.
Indeed.
As we yawn and open our eyes, the brain stem releases little puffs of nitric oxide into another part of the brain, the thalamus, which acts as the mind's central relay station.
Very interesting.
And then rather than turning on from a fully powered down state, the brain uses nitric oxide alongside neurotransmitters to shift thalamic neurons from a sleep state firing pattern into an active alert processing mode.
And this is the thing. You guys
and
don't
I sounded
always hear,
way smarter.
You guys don't always hear what Halvo's talking about while the music is playing. But thalamic neurons is something that we talk about on the regular. It really is.
Right.
Studies show these first moments of the day allow sensory information to flood the system. The bright sunlight coming through the curtains, the time on the screeching alarm clock, which the thalamus gates and directs to the cerebral cortex.
This is just stuff we're chatting about all the time.
I know. Just water cooler conversation here at WIB.
This rapid neural transition sets the stage for higher level cognitive functions, allowing the prefrontal cortex to organize surroundings and begin performing complex tasks. So who picked this segment? I guess I did.
Brain boots up in the morning.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I thought it's morning radio, so why not?
Hey, we have some brain starter trivia coming for you pretty soon. Uh-huh. Tuesday trivia will give you a chance to win. How about some Dairy Queen, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin, if you can solve our trivia question coming up in about 25 minutes.
That's always good. It was popular last week. Caleb, it's not just you and I in studio today. Grace Triplett has joined us. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
So you are with us because you talked to our program director, Greg Stewart, about maybe some job shadowing. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I enjoy music and sports. I'm homeschooled, and I've always been homeschooled. And
yeah, you just started your senior year. Caleb, she's ambitious. She already started her senior year.
I know. We were talking about that off the air, too. I'm K through 12 homeschooled, and we're homeschooling our children. And they're kind of saying, no, we still want some summer before the school year actually starts. So a little closer to Labor Day, though they've been, you know, doing some things throughout the summer to keep up. But very ambitious. And you said you're a cross-country runner as well, too. So, Chippewa Valley Lightning Bolts, and that season already started. And you told me you do some track and field events as well, too. So definitely keeping active, keeping busy, huh, Grace?
Yeah.
What is it about radio that interested you that you were like, hey, I want to get up bright and early? Because tomorrow you're going to come up even earlier. You're going to hear it. We're going to meet at bright and early. So what's... what is it about that interests you, radio?
Well, I like that it combined music and ministry because I really like music and I wanted to do something in ministry as a career. And I was like, these two kind of combine them a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now, listening to music, performing music, singing, playing, where all do your interests lie?
I like to sing in the homeschool choir.
Okay.
And then I play piano and I also do handbells.
Nice.
Now, you're the oldest of three, is that right?
Yes.
All right, and so let's give a shout-out to your two younger siblings.
Yeah, I have two younger sisters. Their name is Faith and Hope.
Uh-huh. There you go.
There we go.
You just need to see if they were actually triplets, then you could have Faith, Hope, and Love.
There you go.
Very good. Well, great to have you here, Grace, and we're looking forward to sharing a little bit more about what we do behind the scenes. It's Tuesday trivia time once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family, and a great prize for you today. Summer is not over yet, so how about enjoying some delicious Dairy Queen? Now, good any time of the year, but we've got $20 for Dairy Queen for maybe a little summer ice cream outing with your family. And this is courtesy of our friends at Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin, one of our great OneFest on-air after-party sponsors. And we've got an extra prize courtesy of Window Depot for you, $20 to spend at Dairy Queen if you can solve our Tuesday trivia query. And solved on Tuesday last week, right, Halvo? But this week, we'll see. Do we get another ringer on a Tuesday, or does this take a little bit longer? We have to start right here and now.
Absolutely. And Caleb, you've got the question.
Yes. So trying to find something that wasn't easily Googleable proved difficult this morning. So this is going to come from the realm of my own experience. Here you go. The other day, how did I injure myself? How did I injure myself the other day? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. How did I injure myself the other day? 723-2555 for your chance to win $20 to spend at Dairy Queen, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin.
And I think just some of the fun guesses the listeners may have may be fun to hear. So 723-2555, how did Caleb injure himself?
Now, and here's the thing. Even if it's not what I'm thinking of, you may still get Caleb's story time where it's like, well, I remember when I did injure myself in that way.
You could.
But, 715-723-2555 for $20 to spend at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, we gave one of these away last week from Window Depot. And so, fantastic. People are loving that, wanting it. And we'll welcome your calls at 723-2555. We thought we had a bite, and then they backed off. So keep it coming, 723-2555. Or maybe I should say get it started at 723-2555. How did Caleb injure himself?
Don't be shy. How did I injure myself the other day? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Now, it wasn't overly serious. You're not on crutches or anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that wasn't a hint in any way. So, all right. To the phones we go here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, Eau Claire.
And what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie from Eau Claire. What do you think? How did I injure myself the other day, Carrie?
Did you bump your head getting into a car?
Did I bump my head getting into a car? I did not.
Mm.
But
I thought you're tall.
You know, I am. You know what? Yeah, 6'1". But I did not bump my head. But
good,
thank you. Call
good
back.
Guess. Yeah. 723-2555. Carrie got us started. No head bumps. How about something else? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm Mark and Caleb.
Hi, Linda.
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. What do you think?
I have done this with a weed whacker string.
Yeah. Oh, just did you get injured with a weed whacker string?
Oh, injured with a weed whacker string. That would require me to weed whack, and yard work is not my favorite thing. I've been a little thankful for the lack of rain because I haven't had to mow as much. Revealing that. But I did not injure myself with a weed whacker string, but thank you, Linda. Call back.
Thank you for that. Cautionary note, though. Be careful with that thing. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis Eau Claire.
Hi, Curtis. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Caleb's got kiddos, so what about a Lego?
A Lego.
On the Lego.
That's a great guess.
Here's the thing. I take mild offense to that, Curtis, because there's nothing wrong with adults having Legos as well,
yeah,
too.
Right.
but no, I did not injure myself on a Lego, though I have before, many times.
I think, actually, when we played Rapid Fire with our newest announcer, Micah, last week, he mentioned Legos as one of his enjoyments.
Legos.
Yeah. So, I got Dawson just kind of in for his birthday last month. I got him one of those. It was like a Lego helicopter. So
my brother Elijah. See, yeah. You're going to get Caleb's story time. My brother Elijah has not built it yet, but he has Minas Tirith from Lord of the Rings. Mm. That is a massive Lego set. He has not built it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing that completed. Yeah. That is going to be quite the labor of love.
Those are fun. Those are cool. I think even Dawson in his time here at WIB, I think they got the Titanic. Somebody gifted him. And so it's at their house. Wow, it's huge. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry calling from Whitehall. I agree with the other gentleman that Caleb does have young children. So was he playing hopscotch with his daughter?
Okay.
Okay.
Was I playing hopscotch? Did I get injured playing hopscotch? And this is the thing. Throughout the course of this Tuesday trivia, we may find out just what people think of me and my athletic ability or lack thereof. Could I have injured myself playing hopscotch? I could have, but I didn't.
That wasn't it. Sorry, Sherry. We'll take three more at 723-2555 if you got it in you. Otherwise, we'll wait till after 8:15. Typically, clues don't come until a Win It Wednesday after 7:45. So how did Caleb injure himself? We'll let you think about that here for the next few minutes. Our music director, Greg Stewart, new music he delivers from Ann Wilson, one of the co-headliners next year, along with Matthew West at One Fest. Right now, new to you, Who I Am to You, Ann Wilson. I'm with.
Whispering again, and lately it's been sounding like the truth, sowing seeds of doubt up in my head, but those seeds of doubt ain't ever growing roots. Devil, he can't tell me who I am, 'cause who I am is who I am to you. Who I've been has been made new.
some new music from Ann Wilson a few minutes ago. Here's another new tune making its WIB debut from Elevation Rhythm. It's Amazing on WWIP. Good morning.
Tuesday trivia continues here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Caleb and Halva with you, along with Grace, who's shadowing this morning. And this is the question that we are working on for a chance to win $20 to spend at Dairy Queen, courtesy of our friends at Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. And it comes from my personal realm of experience, my personal painful realm of experience. The other day, how did I injure myself? 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win.
And we've got a caller on the line already. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Let's see. Thought I had all the buttons pushed. All right, let's try it again.
I do get a little injured in the heart when people call and then hang up and we just get a dial tone. So.
Hi, let's try it again. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I think it's, is it Chloe? Wow, interesting.
How did I injure myself the other day? 715-723-2555. Call in for Tuesday trivia.
I don't know what happened there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
Silas, I'm glad. I'm very glad we can hear you. Okay,
you're a real person, Silas. What do you think?
What's your guess?
Did you get a paper cut?
Did I get a paper cut? You know,
happens.
I could do story time about all these. I got a cardboard cut the other day. Very painful. But it's not what I'm talking about in this instance. So, no, Silas, but please call back, friend.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe.
What do you think?
Did he get a concussion?
Did I get a concussion? I did not, thankfully.
Yeah. I got a question for you quick, Chloe. I saw your mom posting maybe on Facebook. You're quite the gymnast. Have you injured yourself in gymnastics before, or have you stayed injury-free?
Oh, a lot of times.
A lot of times. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well,
tough kid. Well, call us back. We love having you as part of our WWIB family, our friend Chloe from Menominee. Yeah. How did I injure myself the other day? 715-723-2555. I've never had a diagnosed concussion, but yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure that's happened. Christy Mountain falling off the top of the tunnel when I went over the top of the tunnel and fell off the other side rather than going through it. Yeah. A little loopy after that. So make sure you get checked. Head injuries, serious things. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry, and I'm calling from Osseo.
All right, Sherry and Osseo, what do you think?
Did he stub his toe?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but not specifically what I'm looking for, but many times.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. We'll take three more guesses if you guys got it in you. Otherwise, we'll push it back till after 8:45. Dairy Queen on the line, courtesy of her friends at Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. How did Caleb recently injure himself? Not, you know, just different ways in the past, but how about this recent one? What was it? 723-2555. Going once, going twice, and we'll come back to this, revisit this again after 8:45.
Tuesday trivia, try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win $20 in gift cards from Dairy Queen, courtesy of our friends at Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. We're talking injuries from my personal painful experience the other day. How did I injure myself? That's the question. That's the query here on this Tuesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. The other day, how did I injure myself? 715-723-2555. Call in, guess away for your chance to win $20 to spend at Dairy Queen.
All right, we've got a caller already. I think it's Chloe in Menominee. Am I correct?
You are.
All right. And Chloe, what's your guess?
Caleb, did you get a bloody nose?
Did I get a bloody nose? Got those a lot as a kid. Haven't had one recently, so not what we're looking for. But Chloe, thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
You can just see Chloe at her house in Menominee, just kind of mulling it over. What could it be? Not a bloody nose, so we can scratch that off the list. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Lena from Prentice.
Hey, Lena.
Did you cut yourself shaving?
Did I cut myself shaving? Yeah. Now, this is radio, so you can't see. I actually have not shaved for a bit because I'm trying vainly to grow a little facial hair. I did not cut myself shaving, Lane. A good guess, though.
I think it's probably as much facial hair as I've seen you have in the 8 years we've been working together.
My wife said one time, she's like, it doesn't look that bad. And so I took that as encouragement. Now she's like, that was several days ago I said it didn't look that bad. So don't know how much longer it'll last, but I'm trying.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Dominique.
All right, Chloe, back in. What do you think?
Smashed finger.
Smashed finger. Did I smash my finger? Chloe, how about a little more specificity? How might I have smashed my finger?
In a car door.
Did I smash my finger in a car door? Chloe, I did! We didn't think anyone would solve that this morning, but Chloe, we're going to send you to Dairy Queen with $20 to spend courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. I was getting in the car to go here to work, and I reached behind me to pull the seatbelt across my shoulder, but also with my other hand, I was shutting the door, and for whatever reason, I slammed my own fingers in the car door.
Ouch.
Yeah, major ouch. Chloe, well done. How about some Dairy Queen, girl?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there in 5 minutes.
What prompted you to say smashed finger?
My dad.
Your dad, yeah.
Well, your dad's pretty smart. Yes, smashing my finger in a car door was not pleasant, but it won you $20 from Dairy Queen. Enjoy it.
Good job, Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
She's excited.